We're joined in the studio by Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, and he comes in once a month to talk about local law enforcement happenings. You mentioned before we came on the air that you've had a busy month.
We certainly have. The last month has been very busy. We had over 260 calls for service since the last time I was on the radio here in September, and which is busy, and that's busy for fall. Anyways, we had, I think, 10, 11 arrests, and six of those were drug-related. Prescription pills, of course, seems to be the buzzword, and there was three or four that related to that, and we did a couple of search warrants in local residences. Both of those related to marijuana. One had a large bag of marijuana that was going to be distributed. Another residence we did a search warrant on was some plants, and had a little grow going. So and we had a couple DWI arrests, and one was a domestic. The initial call was domestic related, and in the evening, and a trooper and a deputy responded. The suspect had left by the time they got to the residence, talked to the victim, went looking for the suspect, located him, pulled him over. Obviously, or unfortunately, alcohol was a factor, and so they went to make an arrest, and he resisted, and both the trooper and the deputy got injured during the arrest, and so both of them are off duty for a time, a period of time. Very unfortunate, just thankful that it wasn't any more serious than what it was. So. Mm-hmm. Certainly the dangers of the job. And then we also had another call just about a week ago, kind of an intruder type call in town around 8 o'clock in the evening. Victim or party had called, the reporting party called our office and indicated somebody was trying to break in to their residence, a business while they were in there, and actually busted out a window. And law enforcement responded, and a trooper was the first one on the scene and located the person walking along the bike trail, made an arrest, and unfortunately, again, alcohol was a factor in that behavior. And so, yeah, we were kind of a busy month. Certainly was.
Well, something that I was wondering about, I've noticed quite a few deer car collisions going on in the last few weeks. And what should a person do if they hit a deer?
I guess the main thing is, you know, all depends on your insurance company. A lot of insurance companies require that you at least report it to law enforcement to make a police report. Generally speaking, law enforcement's probably not going to respond and do a report unless there's an injury involved, a personal injury. If you hit a deer, you're certainly going to pull over and check your vehicle, make sure that it's still drivable. And then, you know, check and see if the deer is off the road or if it's laying in the middle of the road. I would certainly say if it's in the road, I would certainly take the time to get it off the road so it's not a traffic hazard. And if you can't, at least to give us a call so we can either send, you know, a deputy or a trooper or somebody else, you know, even Border Patrol, I'm sure would assist and to get that deer off the highway onto the shoulder. But, the main thing is just to make sure that your vehicle is still drivable if you're a ways away from home and to drive it home or whatever. But to make that call to law enforcement, to the sheriff's office, we can do a call for service because I'm sure your insurance company is going to require it.
You have anything to add to that, Mary?
I'd just say for folks maybe who either want that deer or have witnessed an accident and are interested in salvaging that deer, they can also give us a call, give the sheriff's office a call, or call a conservation officer. We can issue you a free permit for that deer, and you can salvage whatever parts of that are edible, and that's a good way to put those animals to use.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Certainly is.
Well, it's October, and it's Halloween, and the Sheriff's Department has advice. So what
sure.
do you recommend for Halloween?
I guess the main thing is you know, if your child is out trick-or-treating, and to make sure they're, you know, at least in pairs, and also make sure that their costumes have reflective material on them, and just making sure that the kids are careful when they're crossing the street, trying to cross at the crosswalks, although it's difficult. I mean, you're going from house to house trick-or-treating, and you know, but certainly encourage them to use the crosswalks. And then, as drivers, as us adults are out and about, just to really take our time driving around town, and just to be that much more cautious, and just always be prepared that there might be some kids that are crossing in the middle of the street, cutting between vehicles. You know, that's just kind of the main thing, is just to be much more patient at Halloween. There's a lot more kids around there for a few hours, and you know, we just got to be a lot more careful.
So we've been speaking with Sheriff Mark Falk, and he comes in once a month. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.